Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need, whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding. We always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
I'm so confused.
It's Regular Guy Friday. We are boogie voogieing. This is the great band Baccarat.
Wow.
Kels, are you in?
Yes.
They're amazing. Look, this is to my emerging queens.
Oh my God.
This is for the next generation of queens. These are the OG queens.
Wow.
Crank that up, Poochie Pooch.
I'm like in half shock, half love it. Look at these girls. Just getting it. Honestly. And in the
but I will give you one more chance. I'll get one more chance.
Yes, sir.
I can boogie.
But I need certain songs.
See?
Nice.
That's me. Boogie. You guys.
Boogie, boogie.
I'm back. I was telling Kelsey, I was like, I got a prime.
I love it.
It's a Tony Robinson.
I love that this is your prime song.
No, I got a lot of them, but I was like, normally, listen,
mine's Celine Dion.
Ava Max primed me for a year and a half.
Yeah.
And I was like, hearing the two girls from Baccarat today, I said, you know what?
I can't believe
it. And I think, like I said, these are the OG queens. This is the original Ava Max's.
Boogie.
Look, they're not sticking the tongue out and twerking like Miley, but I think they're pretty much out of F's to give.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're amazing.
They're living their best life.
Yeah, they are.
Right?
They really are.
And the best is boogie woogie. You know, they probably don't speak any English.
No.
Anyway, you guys. See?
Wow.
I hear that, and I'm reminded boogie. That we fooled them again, Kelsey.
I love it.
On this very special Kelsey Meyer birthday week edition of Regular Guy Friday. I was going to say it was the Disco Friday edition.
Oh.
So we're running out of original programming here.
Right.
And I've decided that I've made the call because Maria was recently saying, oh, you saying fill in on this day and this day.
Yeah.
Like, what can we do on a Tuesday? And I was like, I don't know, Disco Tuesday. Well, no, we had Polka Tuesday.
Polka
and then
Tuesday.
I said, wait, no, stop, because this is what's getting me into trouble with the heel squad.
Right.
I'm a chinch bug. I'm very good for a lawn in limited doses, but too much of the chinch bug, and what happens, you wreck the whole lawn. So just...
What's a chinch bug?
I don't know.
It's a
bug for that eats lawns, I think.
Interesting.
I think.
Who knew?
Don't hold me to that. Mm. I'm not an arborist.
You learn something new every day.
It's Kelsey's birthday, and...
Hey.
Yes, I'm... we're both coping with our ascension symptoms,
as we really like to think they are.
And it's definitely this was the day I'm like, I don't think I can do the show. And you came upstairs when like Grampy was in the recliner.
Yeah, he was.
And I was like, Kels, I just, you know. But
the boogie woogie girls got you through.
Baccarat. Yeah. Got me boogie woogieing.
Boogie woogie.
and a little caffeine.
Yeah.
A little artificial stimulants to pump me through for the next hour. Kelsey.
Kev.
Just on a side note, and this is regular guy tip. Never underestimate the power of a fine pen. Now, people will say, oh, the power of the pen, the power of the pen. Okay, fine, I get it. Words are stronger than military bombs. Okay, great. No, what I'm saying is, the power of the actual pen.
An actual pen.
And I bring all of this up because I love my pens. Unfortunately, many people from Generation X and many millennials like to eat pens.
Right.
So that I see, they're you know, meaning like they disappear. So I'm assuming they're getting eaten.
Right.
But I know when I am writing with a very nice pen, whether it's in therapy or whatever, I'm just feeling a little extra better myself. So how does this
relate
to RGF Kelsey Meyer birthday edition? Well, little DJ Pooji Pooch out of nowhere gives you
the best pen I think, honestly, Pooji, I've ever used.
Right?
Yeah, that's a good
As a birthday gift, she gave me a pen.
But you
well, and I gave she gave her me other two. Things too. It's not.
No, but wait, guys.
No,
wait.
It's amazing.
Hey, no, wait a second. Now, Howard Stern got like again because he's a little off.
Yeah,
and he's more off these days than ever. Like everybody, but he went really deep on pens.
I'm
probably talking like the super expensive, and then there's websites and there's podcasts dedicated to.
Wow.
No, this is the part of the world that I love. Is now when I see someone who's just so. I know people have channels on coffee.
I'm here
with
for that.
High subscribers and but
pens.
The reason, even pens. I'm all for it, people, and I will tell you why. Do not judge these people. Applaud them.
Mm.
Because every one of them and every minute they're spending into their pens and whatever it is that wakes them up in the morning or things similar to that, it's just another minute. They're not spewing hate, toxicity, trying to hurt someone else.
True.
Like, all the power to you. Really?
Yeah.
You're into pens? Tell me more.
Tell us more.
Tell me more. But first of all, it's an amazing gift.
It is.
Do not let anyone, Pooja, do what?
Dim your light.
Says cool boss.
Says cool boss.
How many times do I just kick the door open out of nowhere and I randomly just say,
it's true.
Do not let anyone.
Dim your light.
Thank you, Pooja.
He does.
Right?
He writes it on the chalkboard.
Right, because
and
I know that's just
don't let
so
anybody dim
important
your light.
In millennial and Gen Z
mm-hmm,
speak.
Mm-hmm.
But that being said, I think I love that you were raving about the pen, and I'm like,
oh, it's phenomenal.
Why wouldn't you rave about the pen is my question.
I took her for a ride, and I wrote the date on my note in front of me, and I was like, damn, this is a good pen.
Okay, now you see what's going on here?
What?
You're smiling.
What?
There's endorphins. No, I'm just saying,
for
like,
real,
these
though.
Are the little things
I know.
Life, you guys, that like, okay, well, and now if you add all these up, it's like, okay, you know what, I'm
all right.
Yeah, but then go
pleasures.
The other way with the crappy pen, or you can't find your pen.
Nothing's worse than a crappy
pen. Or just all those little things, and then they start adding up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, look at the pleasure you found from the mere pen.
Yeah.
Now, I don't want to get, like, again, I am a novice pen hobbyist.
Are you? Okay. Tell
us Well, I'm just saying, I like a...
Oh, those ones are good.
I like a Uniball. Yes. Yeah. I like something that goes between ink and felt.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
Not either.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Uniballs are great.
And because my wife does eat them and salt them and paprika them.
Paprika.
And, you know, she's done cookbooks on this. They go in the oven. They get, I know she does lemon. She does lemons
little
on
tzatziki.
Them. Yeah, the whole thing. And it's really just an amazing, must be some kind of amazing appetizer. But they all disappear. So yeah. She gets mad when I'm out and I buy extra ones. But I will tell you, when I'm... The most of the time I'm taking notes is if I quickly have to jot something down for when we're podcasting, or if I'm taking notes on Maria's podcast or your podcast.
Yeah.
Or I'm in therapy.
Right.
And I will say that it feels so much better and so much cleaner and easier. Everything is nice with a fine pen. So kudos to you, DJ Pooji Pooj.
Truly.
For coming up with the pen. And happy Regular Guy Friday birthday edition.
Thank you.
Kelsey Alexandra Meyer.
Well, and can I say too, the best gifts are the ones where people like listen or take something you said forever ago and they remember it.
The best, I know.
And Pooji knew my love for pens.
Mm-hmm. You love pens.
I love pens. So anyways, I'm very appreciative. And yes, she did get me other things, but Pooja.
I worry about Pooji sometimes.
Why?
Uh-oh.
No. I think it comes from a good place. Well, she's new out here. She's young. Uh-huh. There's a definite generation difference because you're on the young end of millennial.
Yes.
And she's on the older end of Gen Z. Mm-hmm. So you guys are close in that respect. But even with that going on, I see a difference. And I see healthier practices that she's had growing up in her generation.
I agree.
And so sometimes I'm just... She's with all these older wackos. I don't want her to overthink things or do. But then again, don't go the other way either and go, well, they're all crazy old people, because then she's not going to learn either. So
right.
I don't know, just a little. But it
you guys aren't old crazy wackos.
Thank
That's
you.
Not what I think.
I know. Well,
I'm just so much.
It would be easy to think that, and I would empathize with you if you did. I would be in full understanding if you did. I just think you have to stay centered, because you know. But you are in a, you know, you're in a different slot. She's younger. She's impressionable in one sense, but she's not, because she's definitely her own person. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, like, Pooj, you know, you're very special. I mean, the fact that you said, oh, see, you need a pen? Got a pen. Done.
Bam.
You know how many other people would have been like, what am I going to get, Kelsey? I don't know. I hate my life. And really, translation is just me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pooja's like, no, I see you need a pen. I'll get you a pen.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, I got two, so I can borrow the pen that I got you when you're not using the other one.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So selfishly, I was like, well, I can use the pen too. But I'm happy you like the pen.
It's my new therapy pen.
Yay.
Because last week I was trying to write and my ink was out of my pen and I was like, oh my God.
So the scam is going to be, is how do you hang on to it?
Right. Because I also eat pens. So.
Right. Well, okay. So. I have my little binders here.
Yes.
And I only get the binders, these vinyl binders or whatever.
The purple one's new.
No, I've had it.
Oh.
But it has the little holder in the middle that I can slide my pen in.
Yeah.
And then I can close it and the pen stays in there.
That's nice.
So I've even, on some of my notebooks, I have fastened.
Of course you have.
A little doohickey on the side. Just basically... So,
my grandpa used to do that. That's
yeah,
so
then
funny.
You can slide
it's
it
smart.
Right. You just slide it right in the side, and we're good to go, because it's very important.
Well, you guys are smart cookies.
Well, I mean,
yeah, I don't. Do
I
that.
Didn't know.
It's just
it took
smart.
Me. I don't know. I wouldn't have thought about getting the pen for a birthday present. So, how smart am I?
We're all
learning from each other.
We're all queens.
We're all queens.
And we're all queens.
So Kels.
So Kev.
Where do we go from here?
Gosh, I don't know. I want to know about your appointment. Did you learn anything new from Dr. Laura? And shout out, actually, to our HEAL event we had this week with Dr. Laura.
Yes, and we're going to tease that Queenie called for a special, what do we call it?
Potluck Saturday.
A special potluck Saturday. So look,
that's right.
Look tomorrow in your little feeds, you're going to get a surprise for all of our HEAL squad, not just Patreon people. where we are going to cover more extensively what Dr. Laura talked about on the in the HEAL event.
That's right.
And yeah, how we're applying some of those things and how it affects us. It was funny. One of the things was it was all about codependence. And again, I encourage you to become a Patreon member because not just for the ad-free content and the bonus episode a week, but these HEAL events are just worth their weight in gold because we have these world leading experts who don't take clients usually that you get access to. And then you're with a community of people who kind of get you. And that's why I always feel like I'm never afraid to speak on those things because I feel like everyone understands me.
Yeah. No, I feel the same way.
We all kind of vibrate the same way.
Yeah. And it's a really like sacred, protected space, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like no one's going to
No judging or anything like that.
Nothing. Yeah.
In the best way. So, but one of the things that came up was about internal, a codependent seeks approval from external sources rather than approval from self, internal.
Yeah.
And I see it's even hard to breathe when I say these things. But I had to make a change with someone on my staff this week, and I never enjoy doing that. And it's funny, Dr. Laura also talked about kind of how to break up with people, friends and whatever. And I forget what she said. She had a term, slowly, you kind of slowly.
Yeah. Well, you guys say like, shuffle off to Buffalo.
We do the shuffle off to Buffalo. Mm-hmm. But I mean, when I'm shuffling off to Buffalo, it's usually with someone scary.
Yeah,
but
true.
But I think for someone you care about, but you don't want to hurt their feelings. You don't want to create drama, you know, and again, even not wanting to hurt their feelings is a codependent thing.
Oh, yeah.
But at the same time, maybe it's not worth all the drama and backlash you're going to get when you're already in a fragile state trying to overcome your codependence by separating from this person. Now you're biting off a way bigger war where now you have to like argue with them and or get their negative energy or that. So. Yeah. She was saying just kind of slowly, just back away, just a little less available over time.
Yep.
But so I was in that position where I had to, you know, let somebody go. And I was calling on some of those lessons of like, you know, why do I care? Like, okay, well, let me think of the professional reasons why. Okay. So professionally, this is the reasons why I do need to care about this relationship parting in an amicable way. Once I've addressed that, why do I care? And it's like, yeah, well, I definitely care about what this person thinks or whatever. And so I want to just say that knowing it helps to a degree. Mm-hmm. I always say you're halfway there when you know it, but it doesn't help all the way because I was sick inside about this call.
Yeah.
Which it ended up being fine. You know, I probably did more talking than I needed to, which again, because you start, when you're talking all that time, remember you're starting to go into negotiation. You're starting to go into explaining where you don't need to.
Yeah.
But this is what we do. But talking to her, following up with her, you know, she was giving me some practical steps on that next halfway point. And I still think that other therapies come into play, which is tapping in all the subconscious therapy, somatic therapy, whatever, which I'm going to be doing. But you're saying that she gave me two exercises. One, to practice saying no. Okay, but then also practice speaking truth that disappoints other people.
Ooh.
She's like, no, because your positive truth is amazing, Kevin. Like you help so many people when you see all these great things about them, but you don't want to. I'm like, no, I don't. I don't want to make anyone feel bad.
Yep.
But and sometimes if it makes them feel bad and it's going to prevent them from doing what they need to do, then as a coach, I think you got to mask that because you don't want to break somebody. You want to bend them. You don't want to break.
Right.
But at the same time, I definitely don't like speaking truth that disappoints others. And what she was saying was, but the key word in all of this is practice.
Yes.
So she said, okay, that conversation you had to have this week was uncomfortable, but you did it. She's like, if you keep doing it, it will become, it'll be okay. I know, but see how your breath gets tight? That's what goes on with me.
Because I know I have to have one of those. And see,
now I even have to suck in and yawn, which is truth, you know. But yeah, but the more you do it, the easier it gets. And this one is more for Dr. Laura to talk about. We'll have to bring her back. Mm. But forging a conscious and deep connection with that little Kelsey inside you. Mm. You know, that little boy inside you. You know, because that's kind of where a lot of this is coming from.
Yeah.
You know, is that little boy or girl in us that, for whatever reason, was trained to, you know, suppress truth that disappoints people. Yeah. Or our happiness is going to come from others. Outside of us. Our safety is going to come from outside.
Yeah.
And it's working with that person. So again, you know, and then for people that are having these ascension symptoms where their chests are tight or their bowel movements are crazy or they're getting migraines or aches. And, you know, for me, I remember like when Marie was trying to just get me to describe what was going on.
Winnie's having a moment over here.
Yeah. That's her truth.
Yeah. Just if you guys are hearing
no,
that.
No, that's her truth.
Yeah.
All right.
Sorry, Kev. Carry on.
Well, I was saying that... people going through the symptoms. I remember saying to Maria, I said, you know, I can't describe how I feel, Maria, but it's like I've never had radiation poisoning, but I feel like I'm experiencing radiation poisoning.
Huh.
I'm just depleted. I'm exhausted. I'm achy. My head, my stomach. Oh. And, you know, and then I had issues with, I cracked a few teeth on a walnut salad, like the most expensive
salad ever.
Ever. Like two teeth.
Awful.
But just led to a mess. And I don't know. What Dr. Berman was saying is that all these things kind of are bubbling up inside us, trying to get out.
Yes. And I feel like I need to like pop. It's like there's a brick in my brain. And I literally, this is what I keep saying. I need to like put like a tack or something in to like let the heat out.
Yeah, so she says that's like it's like a pressure cooker.
Yes.
And that's right. So okay. So then, Kelsey, that's what we have to work on.
Yeah.
Is how we get these things out in a healthier way. And she has some people that she wants me to work with. So I'll start working with them and then get stuff over to you.
Yeah.
When we repress parts of ourselves, we repress our chi. That's Asian, but supposedly it's life force.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, That's what's kind of going on.
Look up exactly what chi means. Because I know it's like, is that from Taoism? What does chi mean?
I don't know. You had me at Baccarat and chinch bugs.
Okay. What does chi mean? Oh, here we go. Yeah. Vital life force. With its roots in traditional Chinese culture, qi refers to the vital life force or energy that runs through all living beings. It is essential... It's essence of existence that flows through each of us, uniting the body, mind, and spirit. It's what makes us feel alive.
There you go.
You suppress that.
Right.
Mm. Well.
So, anyway, more on this in the upcoming weeks, I'm sure. Let's take a break. I want to go over, just in life and business, the power of dealing with what is versus the way you want things to be. And some examples came up this week with people that I work with. And I think Maria wants me to revisit what we want versus what we really want.
Yes.
In life and how we always get what we really want.
Mm-hmm.
In most cases, you know, aside from an accident or something like that. That's random. Anyway.
Lots of goodies to come.
We'll be right back.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but It's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it. What about
Daddy Cool? There's me. See?
Oh,
see the
I
dance?
Love-
see the dance? Oh, this is so my next life.
His outfit's amazing.
Boney M, the late great.
Oh, I want to be them. Can I be them?
Yeah, oh
Pooji,
my God.
That's us.
In 2 seconds, you can be them. And wait till you see their moves.
This
too.
Is where Dua Lipa stole him. Her dance
look at this.
From.
Got her outfit.
Yeah.
Pooji, make a lot of me. I'm priming, baby. Look at me. Oh, you guys have to check out Boney M,
he's
Daddy
amazing.
Cool. Isn't he?
Oh, my God.
But Daddy Cool. This is me, Daddy Cool. Kels, can't I be Daddy Cool?
100%.
I'm a daddy.
I'm a daddy.
I'm a cool boss. There's me on the stage. Look at me. Oh, my God. He's amazing.
Daddy,
this is my next
daddy
life.
Daddy Cool.
Oh, my goodness. For daddy, days.
Daddy oh. Cool. Wow, I love him.
Isn't his dance amazing?
Daddy Cool.
And it's so original. You know, sometimes you see rock stars do their own funky, weird dances, and they're not good, but they're weird.
Right.
And then, like Mick Jagger.
Yeah.
He's weird, but it becomes acceptable.
Right.
This is, like, weird, but good.
This is amazing. Like, I'm really impressed.
What oh, yeah, and this is nothing. He's
here?
Holding back.
Woo!
Wait till the top comes off. This is a different video than the one I've seen. He's holding back, which is okay. Because Boney M, he's like me. He's entitled to have a day hold back a little like today on this edition of Regular Guy Friday.
Daddy Cool.
Kelsey's birthday edition. See, I'm priming.
Cool.
See, he's priming.
Daddy, Daddy Cool.
Oh, he's doing the robot?
Hell yeah, he is.
Daddy, Daddy Cool.
By the way, this is like when the robot
Daddy,
began.
Daddy Cool.
He started the robot.
Yeah, he probably did.
You guys, this is the best thing I've ever seen in my
right?
life.
You guys have to watch it. Daddy Cool. Daddy.
So you
Daddy
know what?
Cool.
I'm gonna have my. I think I'm gonna have my TV play this every morning. Get me out of bed.
I'll sing it to you.
Right?
Daddy, Daddy
She's
Cool.
Crazy.
Oh, here he goes.
Daddy.
She's crazy.
Oh, she believes in you.
And you know what the irony is?
She loves your daddy.
What's the irony?
He's not singing.
Oh my God!
No, the guy who produced it did the singing.
No way.
And he just lip synced that part.
No way.
Yeah, but he just. He
what
had
is
to have
going
him,
on here?
Had to have him for the dance. He's taking the top off. What do you think he's doing?
A little striptease on stage.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God!
I told you.
He's very hairy.
You haven't seen nothing yet.
Daddy, Daddy Cool.
Here we go.
Oh my God.
Let's have a big finish, Boney M.
She's crazy like.
Oh my God! He's lip syncing all of that.
All of it. But it doesn't matter because his stage presence is so amazing. And he's Daddy Cool. When you're Daddy Cool, you don't have to sing.
Daddy Cool.
Oh, yes, he goes into the
Daddy.
Anyway.
Daddy Cool.
Back on Regular Guy Friday.
Wow.
Kelsey's birthday edition.
I'm trying to get a pair of pants like that.
Doing a little
those are cool.
Priming with Boney M.
Wow.
Early we prime. See, DJ Pooji Pooj. This is the A student in her.
I know.
Keep that thing going. Just play it all the way out. Okay.
Oh, it's over now.
You know what I will say?
What?
I think it's because I'm an old school DJ.
Okay.
And DJ Pooji Pooj is new school.
She's new school.
And they cut it off. Yeah. They don't have like the fades.
Yeah. They're like, no,
and
you're
the crossovers.
Done.
Yeah. It's just they're out.
It's just
a different way of doing the art.
It is. Old school versus new school.
Anyway. So, Stephen the Mule, man at 30. This week is like, Kev, I have really good news. I said, what? He said, you know, he's been a COVID officer. So as you know, Stephen the Mule, a man at 30,
right?
Formerly a boy in his 20s, also known as the American F Machine.
Fun Machine.
And American Fun Machine.
Yes.
Who took a job down in Cancun working on the Netflix TV series
F-Boy Island.
Yeah. Fun Boy Island to
right.
us.
Right.
And, he's working and he's gathering data and they're loving him there, which is great.
Well, that's good.
Well, all AfterBuzz is beloved everywhere they go because I teach them how to do everything. So when they get there, it's like Steven's an assistant COVID officer, but he knows as much as the camera, the lighting, the sound.
Yes.
So they're like, the bosses there are like seeing
love him.
Yeah. But he was saying, you know, Kev, I think there's a means in which I can do this COVID officer thing and I can even find a way to provide them with the kits and, you know, could actually become an amazing business for me. So I was and I'm super excited for him, you know. Wait, we have Francisco making an appearance
Francisco.
On Regular Guy Friday.
Yes, you never know
Francisco,
what's
going to broadcasting. What would you like to know? No, you don't have to. What's the matter? Okay.
Well, that was fun.
That was fun.
Bye, Francisco.
Bye.
So I'm obviously very happy for Steven, but I always have to be the one that just does a little tap on the shoulder and says... But, you know, I get that from my mom.
Yeah.
I'll never forget, like, I've probably told this story before. In baseball, I was first baseman, but it was back then you couldn't, I don't know what the rules are today, but you couldn't use pitchers because they knew you were young, you'd blow your arm off. Mm-hmm. So you couldn't, you couldn't use pitchers on so many days. And we were in the playoffs and we went through all our pitchers. And they were like, they threw me the ball. And I'm like, all right.
Oh, my God.
And it was probably like a Zen experience. Like, I just... went to another place and really did, like, it was probably one of the best sport moments of my life. And we won. I struck out like a ton of people. Wow. It was amazing. And I could never replicate it again, but that's not the story. The story is when I came home and I was changing because we going to some party because we'd won whatever the title was at the time. And I was changing and I'll never forget my mom at the foot of the stairs. I'm all excited. I'm hurrying because you're like, come on. You know, they're picking you up. The car's here. And then my mother just opens the cellar door and she just looks down. And she's like, yeah. She's like, that was amazing, wasn't it? I'm like, yeah, it was. Yeah. And remember, you wanted to quit.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, what would have happened if you did?
Oh, my God.
I'm like, mother.
Parents always do that.
But. And she was right, you know. So what I said
God
to Stephen was
Kev.
Like, Stephen, I'm happy. Now I just need you, let's back up. And through this whole, you know, pandemic, you have, you know, his brother's a scientist, mm-hmm. you know, and so he has very strong opinions on the pandemic and the this and the that and all, you know. Yeah. And I remember just saying to him, but Stephen, you know, your goal, remember what your goal is. Your goal was, I really want to be successful in business. You know, his grandfather had some success and then almost made it. And then it all kind of fell apart. And it's all pretty much like a family trauma that he's held with him.
Wow.
Where he's like, I don't want that to happen to me. I don't want that, you know, and God love him. That's why he worked so hard at AfterBuzz, you know, to keep that going during the pandemic. He's like, this happens to my family and us all the time. Ooh. So I've always said, like, what is your ultimate goal? And what I always will tell people, like, if you can figure out what is that one ultimate goal that you have. And it can change over time, but at least if you have something, you can put that on your fridge. And you can be, now when you're making decisions in your life, you ask yourself, does it support that goal?
Right.
And it's just a really nice way to guide you. So, you know, when I said, okay, so Stephen, you want to be successful in business. Great. So when I... could get him to own up to that, then I could now start going over choices and decisions that he was making, mm-hmm. things he was saying, or posting, or what. I'm like, does that support you to get to this end goal?
Right.
And if it's truly the goal, like, is your goal just to be right? Like, is your goal just to get the last word in? Is that the goal? Because if that's the goal, then okay, then let's
then
be honest.
Do it. Yeah.
That's the goal. You're that guy. Mm-hmm. Great. Let's find you the right bar to go to. We can be Cliff Clavin at Cheers or whatever it is you're going to go. Like, yeah. Or like the right group of friends where you can be the big mouth. Mm-hmm. You know, again, I've been that guy before, so I know him very well. Anyway, past lives.
Past lives.
But if that's the goal, then be honest about it. And just know that I'm bummed if that is the goal, because that's total waste of your talent and your ability. And so, you know, what I was able to say to him is like, okay, so if we're going to just, how can I be an entrepreneur and make money? Then we have to deal with what is. Mm-hmm. All right, what is? What's going on right now? Where is supply and demand? What are human behaviors going on with now? Okay, it's a pandemic. Life's changed. Everything stopped and this and that. But we all know, like, there's people who've made millions out of the pandemic, and then there's other people that haven't. But like anything in life, you just deal with what is. And I used to say this at AfterBuzz all the time, and unfortunately with your generations, it got me into trouble when I said, guys, I just want you to win. Because if your goal here is to become a great host without hurting anyone else or cutting someone's throat or doing something else unethical to make it or selling off your soul, then that's what I'm going to operate under.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you, okay, this is what it is right now. This is the climate. Mm-hmm. This is what's going on out there. This is what they want to buy. This is what they don't want to buy. This is what, okay, how can we fit into that so you can win? Mm-hmm. But that's, I'm just telling you what is. I'm not saying that that's, I'm happy it's that way. I'm not saying, you know, I'm not saying to limit you. Right. I'm saying, but again, you know, with the generation gap, and especially what I think is in the air today, you know, a lot of that, well, not a lot of times, minimally taken the wrong way, but when it was taken the wrong way, it was very loud.
Yes.
But I said, Stephen, you know, just deal with what is. Okay, so this is what's going on. Like, we're doing more stuff on Zoom, and we've got people need COVID tests. And so anyway, what I was able to say to him was like, basically, like my mom said to me, if I had quit, I never would have had that moment. But if all these things didn't go down.
Yeah.
COVID testing that maybe he thought was baloney, or masks that he maybe thought, maybe, I'm not saying he did or he didn't, but the point is all of these things now have led him to a place of like, hey, you know what? Like, I can make a living. So now I can finally make money, feel good about myself. Mm-hmm. I can shoot people's videos for free, like I like to do my music, you know, all that stuff. And I'm like, so it's just Stephen, just know, just keep trusting the universe. And just deal with what is rather than how you want it to be. And remember that one major goal. And if you're answering it, and you'll see, like, you'll keep getting more of it. Mm-hmm. But a lot of us don't. We get so blocked. We don't want to deal with what the way it is.
Right.
So I'm always like, hey, what are the cards in my deck? Like, well, okay, great. Well, wait, okay. So how do I roll? How do I fit in? Priyanka Chopra, right, from our show here.
Be like water.
Be like water. So that's a big thing that I think, you know, a lot of people don't do.
Yeah.
And you need to do.
Did he hear you?
Well, he tends to listen to a drunken housewife over me. So I usually say, go ask her. I said, I'll tell her and then she can tell you.
And she can tell you. Oh my God.
He's claiming he's listening to me more, but the June 8th.
Yeah.
June 8th doesn't, they only have a 3% retention rate on what I say, unfortunately.
Yeah. So. No, I think that's super important. And I think you're right where... My mom's very much like that. She would always give me my dose of like reality. She's like, okay, that's cool, but like, here's what we're working with. And I would always be like, oh, come on. Yeah.
Well, we all like that.
Yeah.
But as I've gotten older and then the people I've looked up to, you know, Andrew Lee is someone I'm blessed to call a mentor, but I just saw him in pandemic and I saw him. His company was bankrupt a few years before then. I saw him deal with scandal and he just kept this cool, neutral head. Mm-hmm. Trevor Moad, always stay neutral. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Trevor.
Love Trev.
But yeah, you know, staying in that neutral place. Okay, this is how it is. Great. Now, mm-hmm. where do we go from here?
Yeah.
So that was something. And then take one more break.
Let's do it.
And then we'll come back and talk about want versus really want on this very glorious Regular Guy Friday, Kelsey Meyer birthday edition.
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're going to love them. I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Diehis, what do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory. And with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code HEALSQUAD for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code HEALSQUAD. Trust me, you won't regret it.
All righty.
All right.
Let's do this. We'll come back on this. Yeah, we're going to slow it down with some love music here on the Regular Guy Friday, Kelsey Meyer, birthday edition.
Wow.
The great Thelma Houston.
Oh, Thelma.
You know what? I don't want you to, Kelsey. Don't leave me this way.
Ooh.
Come on, Kels, right?
Really good.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Kev really
remember DJ. these people aren't like trained up and down the ladder like the American Idol crowd is.
She's so good though.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yep.
Can't stay alive.
Can't survive. Can't stay alive.
Okay, Thelma.
Don't leave me this way, Kelsey. I hope you're on your hike. You're in your car. Head's bobbing a little bit. Bear with me on this very special Regular Guy Friday birthday edition.
Ooh.
Just trying to prime and get some energy back
I
in there.
I like this. I didn't realize that's how it started.
Yeah, well, you know.
How fun.
Right?
This is fun.
Well, guys, it's Kelsey and my ex, Alexander Myers, birthday show.
Woo.
Birthday week.
Birthday week. Thank you guys, by the way, for all of your sweet, sweet
right?
birthday wishes. I felt so loved. So, I love you guys.
I was, you're such a good sport, but I was a very boring birthday
no,
date
stop
last
it.
Night.
You were not all.
Yeah.
No, you were not.
I was.
Stop
no,
the,
you
no, you really well, were.
Listen, I
swear to you.
I'm telling you, I'm Daddy Cool. I'm Boney
know.
M. But I just had so much pain in my mouth
no.
and exhaustion. But it was we had a nice supper.
We had such a good time.
We had a nice
I
supper.
I had a lot of fun, and you were not boring.
You were not boring. Squad goals. It was a really fun squad.
By the way, we're going to have revenge night.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we are.
Yeah, we are. As soon as like the dinner was over, we were like, okay, when's Queenie go away?
And, we did
right,
do that.
When's
we
Queenie
did
go
do
away?
That.
All right, now
I said, okay,
I'm
this
turning
last
it
week
up.
Of, yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. I'm turning it up. Yeah.
Turn it
I gotta
up.
Get myself back in shape.
Oh yeah,
you're gonna get a new tooth, and you're gonna be a whole new,
yeah, a new
whole
tooth.
New person.
That's right, you are. Your teeth are looking very white, by the way.
Listen, guys, you know the Crest White strips. I just got some for
so
Mama Violetta.
I love.
Very excited.
I gotta get on the skin.
Me too.
I'm using my new. I bought some whitening toothpaste.
It's good for maintenance.
Yeah.
Maintenance.
Yeah.
But, you
know, no, I want mine to be that white.
Very aggressive. Yeah, so we'll talk about what we want versus what we really want. It was funny because I don't know why I came up to Marie and she goes, you need to talk about that on Regular Guy Friday. I'm like,
you said, if you would listen, I have.
I think I have. And I said, Marie, and also I think I've told you maybe 1,000 times. She's like, yeah, but I was born on June 8th. I said, oh, that's true. That's
oh, right. Yeah, thank you for reminding me. No, it's really good, though.
I just... You know, I always say, like, you know, I think everyone wants to live a long life. Mm-hmm. So let's just take one person, for example. Like, you want to live a long life, but you really want to let's say, smoke and drink and abuse your body in a number of different ways. Mm-hmm. So in the end, that's what you really wanted.
Right.
You know, and the consequences that come along with that. And I think of, I think maybe it came up because Mary was saying, God, Kelsey's, I love working with Kelsey. And she was singing your praises for your birthday, as everyone is and should. But, you know, I think, you know, it's a demanding job and you know, and, you know, a lot of the celebrities, there's definitely the ones that are artsy and kind of out there. And there's a whole set of issues when you work for them. Mm-hmm. It's kind of unpredictable. but then there's the ones that are high functioning, like the Marias. Yeah. And, you know, they like things done in a certain way at a certain time. They're very detail oriented. But the cool thing is that if they're good people, as Maria is, you know, you are taken care of, you're treated like family. And then, you know, also the person, you know, has empathy for you and like Maria does. And, you know, she's always worried about the people who work for, which is a really endearing thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But also you're getting proximity to, you know, a star or someone successful, and that proximity, as I said last night or at the birthday dinner, is one of the most underrated things in business is proximity. And it's something I think that's going to come up on an Ask the Manager, right?
Yes, it
the
is.
Future Ask the Manager. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll go over proximity in business. But what I was saying was, I said, I think the reason Kelsey fits so well is this is what she really wants.
Yeah.
Whereas I've seen people who say, they want to be a host on air. Mm-hmm. They want to be. But then when they were doing it here, you know, it didn't fulfill them and it wasn't what they really wanted. Mm-hmm. They may still think they want it, but it wasn't what they really wanted. They really wanted to, I don't know, not have to get up early.
Be an influencer.
Be told what to do. No, all those other things.
I agree.
When you really want it, you'll
you do
it.
Whatever.
You'll be a carny. Yes. You'll work in the carnival business to be able to get to LA if you really want it.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you want it, then, okay, there's a lot of things I want. Mm-hmm. And I may get it and I may not. But the things I really want, I'll get, good and bad. And that's, I think, what kind of floored Maria, which she shouldn't have been floored with me saying this. But I said, hey, listen, Maria, if I don't ever make another movie again or anything scripted again, ultimately, that's because that's what I really wanted. Mm. And she was like, explain. I said, well, I want to go back to writing and doing scripted work, but I really want to do my own thing, not take notes from anybody, not have to go raise money, not go out and promote, not sit at a writer's table,
right?
You know, dealing with, you know, network execs or censors or, do you know, all those other pieces, you know, I didn't really want to deal with. So, and I'll get what I really want.
Right.
You know, like that, and that's just how it is. And that's not easy for me to admit, because I'd like to just say I'm from the IFF Foundation that I got effed over.
Yep.
I want to be on my bar stool.
Hell yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's like, I see those people who are really good at that. They're really good at managing executives, managing money on sets, managing the politics, just all stuff that I'm just not good at, but don't want, just
like,
it's not really what I want to deal with. It's more comfortable to just, you know, I have another friend who I've mentioned on the show before. He's a genius writer, has perfect score on his SATs, probably the most brilliant wordsmith I've ever met in my life. And, you know, it's the same thing with him, where it may be where he just is okay in his room and he'll just go on to the next life with leaving behind reams and reams of stories and poems and drawings. And because he didn't really want to, you know, deal with all the other stuff, put himself out there.
Right. Mm.
You know, I mean, I'm trying to help that because he has me to protect him and help him. But,
yeah, it's a good lesson. One, anyway. I think, too, and you've said this also, it's like, it's okay if that's not what you really
want. It's totally okay.
Want.
The only problem is when you don't admit it.
Right.
Then you're a mess.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Then you're upset. You're blaming other people. Right. Like, no, it's there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
You just make your peace with it. And I, by the way, like I remember when I was younger, I knew older people who would make their peace.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, you know, that wasn't for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like I knew people who started out together and one went on to become, let's say, a multimillionaire and the other one didn't. And yeah. He's like, you know, he was always into the this and the this and the this. And but I was more like, you know, I just wanted to, you know, I wanted to on the weekends,
yeah,
you know, be with my family, or I wanted to, like, or I've known people in show business who'd say, yeah, you know, that just, that wasn't for me. You know, he was always that guy. He was always the type of guy that, like, he knew how to play the game and he loved the game. He got, you know, for me, you know.
Yeah.
So those are the people that get to the best place that mm-hmm. they admit, like, that's not what I really wanted. I thought it was.
Yeah.
But I think there's a lot of people who want things, but they don't really want
it.
And, you know, other than, like I said, you might have a terrible accident come your way, or your DNA is of such that you attract some horrible disease. You know, I get that. That's kind of a different story. But for the most part, a lot of things, it's like, comes down to what we really wanted.
Yeah.
You know, I really wanted, you know, if we're codependent, let's say, we really got our comfort from behaving in that codependent way.
Yeah.
Sadly, that's what we really wanted. But I think if you're aware of it, then maybe you can change it. Go, no, I actually really do. I want to really want this.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm going to now make some changes to prove that I really want it.
Yeah.
Mm. You know?
It's interesting because I think about using me as an example. I never questioned anything that I had to do to get to where I was. Like, I just knew it. Like, I knew I had to PA or, like, there was never a question.
Yeah, sometimes it's just in your DNA.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, it's a tough one. I mean, Bret Hart, when he wrestler was put in the Hall of Fame, he always has these great quotes, this guy. And I've quoted him here on the show before, but he one of the things I remember he said was like, the older he gets, he's like, it's not so much what you learned along the way. It's just what you had inside to begin with. Ooh. And I always find that hard. Because I feel bad for people who don't have that inside them. But, you know, sometimes it's like, I don't know, I've just heard parents say, like, no, my little one was always this one was always a go-getter. This one was always like...
My mom says that all the time.
Yeah, you know, Maria was like, didn't want to even be in her mom's arms from 1.5. Just was out and about, you know, and exploring and doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate that because I always like to think that we can have a say.
And I think we can to a degree, definitely. But yeah, it's interesting. Hmm. Interesting to explore.
And I think also, Kels, what's been great is about you is that you practice the less think, more do.
Yeah.
Which really pays off when you're younger. And by the way, it still pays off even when you're older.
Yeah.
But then you have to start making adjustments. Like they said, there's that saying, the road gets more narrow, but the horizon gets wider.
Ooh.
So that's when you start, like, okay, paring things down. I'm going to make different choices. I'm going to be a little bit more careful. But when you do that, then things even get bigger and brighter. Whereas when you're young, you just throw out a giant net.
Yes.
See what fish we can catch.
Yes.
Yeah.
But there's a magic to that.
Yeah.
But that's why I always say the people that can keep that magic, they're the ones who stay in the game the longest. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm always about just try to stay young.
Yeah.
But it's that, less think, more do. Just trust your heart. Just do it. Just get in there and do it.
Yeah.
You know? That's why I don't like a lot of meetings. Because I get frustrated. I'm like, let me do it. Just, okay.
Yeah.
So what?
Do we need to talk for 20 years about it?
Yeah, let me just do it. It won't be perfect, but it's something and we can always build it up from there.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was going to say.
But that's disastrous results too for me. So but I think that... That's if you have to pick one or the other, that's the better way to be. Mm-hmm. Barbara Corcoran.
Yes. I was just going to say, she said the same thing.
Yeah. Well, I'm lucky that I am around you because, you are like that. So it helps me be more like that because I watch you and I'm like, all right, let's go. And I agree. I'm like, why do we have to get on the phone and talk about this for like two? Let me just do it. Yeah.
Let's just do it.
Yeah.
So but be with you now. It's fine tuning your game.
Yes.
Because that kind of got you to Egypt being just all in and mm-hmm. just that bright energy. But the promised land now, I think, is being just a little more selective.
Yes.
Of this is right for me, or this is this maybe this isn't right for me, and I'm going to listen to my body more.
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah, because you're in that ascension phase too.
Ugh.
I can tell, like, what's going on with you.
Yeah, I'm excited. As you guys know, I'm going to San Diego, a solo trip.
Like a
queen.
Thank you.
For my birthday weekend. And I get to see my the woman who does cranial sacral. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited to talk to her about this because good. she'll have some good things to say about the head pressure. And anyways.
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Mine is the sweet chili.
Yeah, you're in a weird spot right now, Kels, and Not that doesn't seem like it's anything we can't talk about, you know, but I think it will help a lot of people because mm-hmm. Kelsey's, you know, been in a funk-ish.
Yeah.
Not as deep as my funk, I don't think. You're in a functioning funk.
Functioning funk.
I'm in a semi-functioning funk.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think there's a lot you are transitioning, mm-hmm. you know, I think 27 to 20, you know, you're rounding the corner more toward 30, which is really more toward adulthood.
Yes.
And then that's, you know, what's going on physically. But then I think also in your life, you know, what you're doing in business, what you're doing with your career and the new people you're attracting, you know, is making a lot of changes mm-hmm. that are fast.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're thinking about changing, you know, even you're upgrading your apartment yeah. like, to get to some place that's a little more quiet for yeah. you, yeah. right? A little more private.
Yeah.
And, you know, while a lot of these things are good things, it's a lot. And it is you breaking out of your cocoon, breaking yeah. out of your shell, which is painful. Like,
it is, yeah.
And draining. And, you know, I'm having this discussion with Dr. Laura, too, about pharmaceuticals. And when to use them and when not to.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, in my case, she's like, I just ask you not to right now.
Mm.
You know, for me, she just said, I want.
Keep clear.
Yeah. And then mm-hmm. she was saying that there's some of those things, the Valiums and the whatever can really interfere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and again, everyone's different. So I'm just saying this is her advice to me. And she said, no, and there's times I do recommend it. But yeah. right now, no,
yeah.
I don't. And she's like, but I do want you to talk to a psychiatrist who she recommends or she trusts.
Mm.
But I was saying with you, Kelsey, you know, right now, yes, it's a lot of changes and a lot of transitions, but ultimately it's a lot of good, healthy stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I was like, you know, I think if we can wait on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cause Kevin and I were having a conversation and this is again, why I'm so grateful for you because we can talk about this. And I was mentioning to him that I was thinking about maybe going back on anxiety meds and wasn't sure about it because I stopped them years ago because I was like, screw this. I want to be able to handle it myself. And I literally like cold turkey stopped it. And my doctor was like, what are you doing? You can't do that. Anyways, it was fine. Everything was fine. But so yeah, Kevin and I were having this conversation and I agree with you, Kev. I think that there is a time and place and right now, for me, it's like I'm transitioning into this new version of Kelsey and my old things aren't serving me. And that's where it's uncomfortable. And that's where, you know, the funk, I think, comes from because I don't I don't know what to do.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
It's all good stuff. And I do. I have to remind myself that of that. And I also have to find, like I was saying to you earlier, I need to find the tools that are going to work for this new Kelsey. So it's maybe it's the 30 minutes of meditation that's like non-negotiable every day. Or it's the walk that's non-negotiable. So it's finding those new things that's going to fit this new.
And when you have when you can live in a place that's quiet.
Yeah.
Right now you have no place to go and recharge. Like, right. So that's not a good thing. So we need to see what that looks like, put that into practice.
Yeah.
And then see about, you know, okay, but I'd hate for you to just do something now. Cause I was like saying, hey, so what happens when, God forbid, Deb has something like Lita had, right? When it's really, then what are we going to take? Do you know what I mean? Like, so I just think, like, if we look at everything going on, like, it's stressful, yes, but it's also exciting and it's positive. And most people want to be in their 20s living in sunny LA or sunny Southern California. I mean, so it just give it a minute. And the other thing Dr. Laura was saying is that a lot of these aches and pains and fatigue and it's all this stuff is bubbling up, trying to get out. And that's what's going on with you. And then I think if you do an exploration of that, of your younger self, I don't know enough about this, but I just can see little Kelsey, because I've seen you, little Kelsey, come out where an injustice takes place. And rather than you articulate, hey, that's not right and not acceptable, you'll either just take it.
Right.
And like, just try to laugh it off. Like, oh, why me? Or you'll stomp and be,
A little tantrum.
And I've seen that with Maria too. And obviously as a guy, I forget it. Like I do it in my way.
Right.
But it's that little person inside of us. And then it's finding a way to tap into that little person to go, hey, little Kelsey, it's okay. I understand why you're. But we got this. We can handle it.
We got this.
And, you know, so there's a couple of things, like I said, in your life that I just like, no, that's actually, no. There's no need for a tantrum. And there's also no need to accept it either. It's like, no, that's just wrong. And bye, B.
Bye, B. Yeah.
Bye, B.
Yeah, no, it's interesting. There was also something that came up at our birthday dinner that I just wrote it down so I wouldn't forget. I was like, oh my God, I was blowing out the candle on my little cutie cookie.
Oh, this was powerful. Can everyone hear this?
Yeah.
This is going to speak to a lot of people.
My God. I've made the same wish literally my whole life, as long as I can remember, when I would like for my birthday. And it was always about my family. And I was like, oh my God.
By the way, side note,
I'm going to cry.
God, God love this kid.
But I'm like, oh my God, you can make a wish for you, my girl.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. I had like never thought about that.
Right.
And then I was like, holy shit. Yeah.
You know what my mother would say?
What would she say?
Yeah. And who's making wishes for you, Kelsey?
Yeah, I got to make
nobody.
Yeah. Well.
You know the wild. Best thing about Frank Matarano, Kevin? What,
you.
Mom? You.
I love Kev.
But yeah.
Yeah.
That is powerful. That's a huge breakthrough.
Yeah.
It just says who you are, which is amazing, but it also says like, this one's about you.
Yeah. Yeah. Whew.
And was it, and when we say family, we're talking, I know you, cousins, aunts, uncles, whatever.
Yeah.
When we think of the secondary family members, the aunts, uncles, cousins, was it reciprocated yesterday?
No.
No. No. In fact, it was actually quite the opposite, wasn't it?
It was quite the opposite.
It was I'm not going to acknowledge you.
Yeah, it was quite
maybe
the
day after, maybe, but I'm not going to.
Yeah.
And so sit with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That every birthday you've been wishing on them, but look what you got in return.
Yeah.
You know what I say to that with my big fingernails?
Bye, B.
You got to do it the way Kelsey does it with the big nails. Bye, B. And the hand just goes straight out. See, Pooja's learning. She's getting better at it. Nobody does it like Kelsey. Bye, B.
You know what we're going to give them tomorrow?
What?
Or today, excuse me, a tutorial.
The instructional video?
Bye,
we have to.
We'll
important.
We'll film it right after this.
Bye, B. And on that note, as we say,
bye, B.
I also gave Kelsey this one at coffee as well. By the way, you've probably
heard this one.
You probably heard this in episode 31. You guys, everything's just getting recycled. Now it's just going into dance videos. This is how much we're out of gas here. No, I was just saying, like, there were, you know, as Kelsey is more and more, if you're transforming, you're stepping into your light, all these things that sound like cliches, but actually true. And you see people really show themselves to you, whether it's someone who is phony, mm-hmm. it's not really your friend, whatever. And so Kelsey got a couple of those randos who reached out. By the way, shout out to at Maria Menounos' booty. Is that the the Instagram account?
Twitter, which
now shouted out to Kelsey's booty.
Yeah.
On at Maria Menounos booty on Twitter.
I can't even hold a candle to Maria's booty. So very I was like, exciting. Damn.
Well, listen,
Maria's
booty
protege.
I think it's wonderful how this world is just so
unbelievable.
Bonkers. anyway, but yeah, someone they did give Kelsey a photo montage saluting her booty on at Maria Menounos' booty.
Yeah. it was amazing.
I just can't even this is the times where I go, I just don't want to be here anymore.
I know.
But then again, sometimes I do because it's hilarious too.
It's hilarious.
So it's so funny. But I was saying, you know, there's some randos who reached out and you're like, you know, that person never acknowledges me, but then I'll get a write up in a magazine or I'll get a hit online or, you know, something, you know, big happens to the career. I was like, hey, and Kels was like, I'm not, you know, like gonna, you know, or I'm gonna, whatever, whether it's like I'm going to tell that person how I really think or I'm not going to respond. And I said, no.
No.
In most cases, people, truth is reserved for our loved ones.
Good one, right, Pooch?
Yeah.
So for people that I love and care about, those are the ones I go, we have mutual friends right now that I'm really going back and forth because they know I'm having to give them like painful truth. And it sucks because I have to deal with the repercussions of sharing the truth with them. Mm. But I'm willing to take their risk because I love them.
Yeah.
Or if they hurt my feelings, then I'm willing to say, hey, you know what? Like, that's messed up. Like, you left me out or that was really inconsiderate. Like, but because they're our loved ones and they're people we care about and we want to pursue healthy relationships with them. But for the people that aren't, no, they don't deserve. If they've shown you they don't deserve your truth, then don't give it to them. Now, it doesn't mean you have to go out of your way lying or you have to, but you don't have to do the whole, we're not friends anymore, you're inconsiderate. No, just thanks, B. And just
preserve that energy.
And send them love and light and all that, but all that happy horse.
Yeah.
Whatever. But yeah, but no, they don't get your truth.
Yeah.
There's no need of that. So yeah. Oh, thanks. Thanks for the well wishes. That's great. They don't need to know. Because what happens when they do know, now you never know. Now you might have an enemy coming at you.
Yeah.
Or someone putting bad energy out there.
Yeah.
Or just now it's just going to erupt into some blowout that you don't need to. Why do we need that?
No.
Right, you know. So, in other words, with your nice long nails, you put your hand out and you say, bye, B. But you do it in the sweet way.
Which
is without, you know, total truth. Yeah. Just, you know.
Bye, B.
Yeah.
Truth, no, that's save a good the lesson. Truth. That's a really good
save
lesson.
Truth for the people you really care about and that matter.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because my friend, you know, brings it to Maria. Maria was on the plane and she'll talk about it on her show, but working with Dr. Laura, she was on the plane, and this was a big moment for Maria, and when she explains it, it might be a big moment for you all as well. But when I really thought about it, it was a big moment for me too. Mm-hmm. So she was on the plane, and she was unpacking her bag, and she felt bad for the guy waiting behind her. She said, oh, no, you can go. Like, just I'll squeeze into my seat, you go by, and then I'll unpack my stuff.
Yeah.
No, take your time. Okay, so it starts out pretty good. And he goes, he's one of these kind of guys who's like, what's with the lemon? Rhea had a lemon in her bag. Yeah. She was bringing lemons to Ryan and Seacrest and her dad.
Yeah.
Because she was doing Kelly and Ryan.
Yeah.
Off of our trees. And normally, Maria would have said, oh, it's explained, because of this yeah. and that. And then explain.
Mm-hmm.
I know I would.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, like, I'll back up a little bit. My friend Randall had someone come to his front door and start asking kind of all these questions. And Randall just had no problem, like, just bold-faced lying to him about whatever was going on. Because, you know, and I said, and when he, I said, Randall, what? I said, I really admire how you just, he knew you were lying, but you didn't care. You didn't blink. You know, and the guy was up to no good, and Randall knew it.
Mm.
But Randall, I said, Randall, what if he pinned you down, though, and said, you are actually lying? He's like, Kevin, I would have said to him, I would have said to him, I don't know you. I owe you no truth.
Mm.
So I don't know who you are.
Mm-hmm. I owe you nothing.
Yeah, because, yeah. And by the way, like, if you want to keep going further, my truth could really jeopardize me because I don't know you.
Mm-hmm. True. Bye, B.
Bye, B.
Bye, B.
But so Maria was proud of her. She goes, none of your business.
Yeah.
Nice.
It was great.
Like, so good, right?
Yeah, but it was that's like, really you know, and anyway, but a lot of times I'll get to explaining when it's just like, you know, and you see someone like my friend Joe Gear, who I met, my brother Joe, who I mention all the time, like Joe's like just so secure. He just stands tall. And his big thing is like, nah, tell him nothing. Feed him beans. They'll ask him all these questions and just all the stupid, generic, saccharine answers. And he just doesn't care. He doesn't care. Nope. I'm like, I want to be you.
Me too.
But again, I think save the truth. So, and here's the thing about going back to Dr. Berman about practices. I will tell you this. It is practice.
Mm.
I'm not good at it, but I am getting a little better at when I am being confronted by people and they're asking me for my truths and I don't know them and don't owe them that and shouldn't be forfeiting that.
Right.
I am getting better at just, you know, keeping it light, keep my mouth shut. Whereas normally I would think I would have to explain or I would have to share truth, but it goes to what she said. She was like, it is a habit. So if you start practicing the new habit, eventually you'll get to that place where Joe's at, where my friend Randall was at.
Yeah.
And eventually, hopefully, Marie will get to that place.
Mm, same. I wrote that down. I will be practicing that.
Yeah, right?
Because
we all just go, and like, Pooch, you probably don't, because again, I was saying last night, I put my arm around Pooch, and when we all say goodbye, I go, Pooch, what's it like to have been raised healthy?
Yeah, I mean, I used to. It's definitely something I had to, like, learn to do. It's not, it wasn't, like, an innate thing in me. It wasn't, like, easy. But I don't know. It's just, like, I was like, yeah, I don't really owe you anything. So why am I stressing myself out trying to make you comfortable?
Here's probably your weakness, your generation's weakness is thinking you owe that to the people looking at you online who you don't even know.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like you'd probably be good face to face and you'd probably be fine on the social media aspect. But I remember when you were saying you were younger, it was more about, you know, what all these people who don't know you.
Yeah.
Think about you and like, will they like that Instagram my post? Will they comment on it? Like, we're been trained since we were in like middle school and now kids in like diapers, they're like trained to like put out stuff that they think other people are going to like.
The mini kings and queens.
Mini kings and queens.
Yeah. But in diapers already being queens. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
It's wild. Sad. Oh my
it's
God.
So crazy.
It's so sad.
It is so crazy.
It's insane.
I just think you just, I have a friend who always just says, you know, I'm like, how do you, he's very neutral and young too. But so it surprised me how he's able to do it. And I think it's how he was raised. But it's things like, Kev, just put your feet up and enjoy the ride. Most of the shit's so entertaining.
Oh my God.
I'm like, I know you're right. That's how we have to look at it.
Yeah.
For entertainment purposes only.
FIPO, for entertainment purposes only. Boom. Esther Pervinsky.
Esther
her birthday as well. Same as Kelsey's.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
No coinky dinky.
Coinky dink.
No coinky dinky. So.
Her episode airs next week, by the way. No, I'm sorry, 2 weeks. I'm so excited for you guys to see that.
2 weeks.
Next week, you guys get Tyler Henry, which I'm very excited about.
Good, right?
Yeah.
All right. Very good. And is we've got potluck Saturday tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Very exciting.
And the heel event, if you missed it, for you $10 and up tier members, you guys get that tomorrow as well. Lots of good stuff on the horizon.
Lots of good stuff coming. DJ Pooji Pooj, take us out of here.
Pooji Pooj.
Let's do it.
You know, I think I have to apologize prematurely.
Because why? No bonus content?
I don't have any bonus content. I was
You're forgiven.
I was playing around where Queens on the... No, God Save the Queens.
God Save the Queens. You're forgiven because
no,
your head...
the three of us...
Cracked tooth.
The three of us, Daria, based on the character of Kelsey, Joe and myself join a ska band.
Oh, I like
we
that.
We have to infiltrate a ska band.
That's Ooh. A good one.
Yes.
A ska band.
Yes.
That's fun.
Because, yes, the lead singer is suicidal because no one's into ska anymore.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so we have to go and...
help.
Obviously, we have to...
build a...
renovate.
Yeah, yeah, and then build a
renovate the ska
network.
Bar and then right. build a ska bar... ska...
Podcast network.
Network.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't have much more than that, though, guys. I'm sorry.
I like that, though.
It's fine, because it'll be extra good next time.
Exactly.
You're saving it all up.
I'm wondering about the investigative reporter, Pooja.
Yeah. With the scoop hat?
No, and I think the what she... No, because she yes. has the crush on Daria.
Right.
And Daria's a crush on her.
Right.
I think she goes all ska. She goes full ska.
Whoa.
Full into the music. She learns all the everything.
I like that.
Just full force.
Full force. Yeah, to kind of get... She wants to
she
get...
She wants Daria's attention.
Well, she also... Yes, and she wants to get into the ska band scene.
Wow.
Ooh,
so she get scene. That's how she'll get the information on us. She's got to get in on the scene. But remember, think about the ska audience. They're very protective of their own. So thank goodness they were watching out for us. But
thank goodness.
So Pooji's got the uphill battle. How do I break in?
Wow.
So yeah, so she goes deep undercover.
Damn.
Wig and everything.
You guys, anyway, thank you for your patience with us. Yeah, we've got some more rocks we're going to have to climb over in the next few months. Mm-hmm. But I'm confident we'll get there.
I am too,
Kev. We need to bring Ava Max in too. Remind me of that.
Yeah. Yeah,
She's
we
like,
do.
She's like, I want to do your show. I want to do your show. I'm like, we need you to do our show.
We need that.
Just remember, as this weekend goes on, people, you just remember why we're here. I don't think Kelsey remembers why
yeah,
we're here.
Yeah, huh?
To celebrate Kelsey's birthday.
Yeah, I'm waiting for my...
Celebrate
mine.
Kelsey's birthday.
Have a few laughs. Learn help, some lessons.
Help Pooja not dim her light.
Duh.
Learn from our mistakes.
Have a few laughs along the
help
way.
Help one another and have a few laughs along the way.
See? I'm good
and
for
really,
a third
that's
of it.
It.
Hey, I love when it starts over.
Right. Guys, listen. Don't be afraid to go online and look up Boney M, Daddy Cool.
Please do.
Please do.
Look up Baccarat, Boogie Woogie. I mean, these are the things that, honest to God, I was tired, depressed, exhausted, and depleted as I came into this studio with not much I thought to talk about. But then, you know what? I play some of the music, and Tony Robbins, he calls these things primers.
We're back, baby.
And also, like... don't underestimate scenes from movies, your favorite scenes from movies. You can find those online. These little things, you know, and it's funny. I've been doing it for years, and after Maria did Robin, she came back. She goes, oh, my God, I used to think it was such a joke. Like, why is this weirdo watching all these scenes? He's like, but you were priming.
Yep.
Yeah.
Music is everything.
Well, art.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you can get it from something. You know, it might be a... I had someone draw me a picture of Jesus with his arm around Batman and the Joker.
It's so good.
Yeah, because Dr. Berman was like, the Joker and Batman are in you. But remember, God loves both the Joker and Batman. So I said to my friend, I go, can you just like... My friend who's the genius artist I talked about, I'm like, can you do me a solid? And he's like, yeah, no problem. In fact, it was interesting because he wanted to go over the top and he starts dressing out and colors. And I go, no, I just want you to... get your fine pen to bring it back to the opening of this episode. And I want you to sketch it on paper. And that's it. Take a picture of it. And he did that. And he sent it to me. And now it's hanging in my room.
I love that.
But even
it's
that
really
primes me and resets me to go, I got to remember. God loves the Joker as much as he loves the Batman. Mm-hmm. And on that note,
you're full of them today. That's a good one too.
Let's just hope that Kelsey has an amazing birthday weekend. Yes. Keep the birthday wishes going because it is her birthday week.
You know what I'm going to do? My plan is shout out to Mark Groves, who has been one of my favorite guests of all time on the show. I'm going to do his Dating 101 course. I haven't been able to dive in yet.
Yeah, you are.
And that's what I'm going to do by the beach.
So, Kelsey's going on scamatical.
Yep, I am.
I like a good scamatical. Yeah. All right, you'll update us next week.
Hell yeah.
All right, Kelsey, if you would do the honors.
Okay. Bye. Gotta go higher.
Kelsey.
Bye, Betches. Had to...